Welcome to the Deuce Podcast. I'm Brad.
I'm Jeremy.
And we are doing Jeremy's Choice.
Yay!
Episode 45. It is called Sophie's Choice or Jeremy's Choice, right?
Yeah.
No, Jeremy's Choice. And why don't you tell everyone what you're doing?
We are watching How to Train Your Dragon 2.
How to Get Away with Murder.
Correct. How to Get Away with Murder.
How to Train Your Dragon 2, a 2014 film.
Yes.
Not teen.
Correct.
I don't know why. First one came out in 2010.
Yep.
Same director?
Yes.
Who directed it?
Can't remember his name.
French-Canadian gay bear guy. Yeah, there you go. We should know that, but we don't.
Well, it's not, so,
we know all of them.
Canadian bear's name.
Yes. We know all Canadian bears by name. While you do that, I'm just going to sing. Okay?
No, don't.
Well, I think they all heard you. This is the best start we've ever had to any of our episodes. Best start.
For some reason.
Best start.
It just started opening voice commands.
Okay, Google.
No, you know that it...
Mine did it now.
Mine did too. Stop. It was directed by... Dean DeBlois?
Yes.
Dean DeBlois?
Yeah, Dean, whatever. Yeah.
Dean.
This did win a Golden Globe for Best Animated Feature during that year.
Yep, it did.
I think that was the first DreamWorks animated picture to win Best Picture of the Golden Globes. This is the longest, as far as lengthwise, of a DreamWorks movie that there is.
Really?
Yeah.
So. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's got a very rich kind of mythos to it,
right.
So...
yeah, why don't you go through the cast a little bit?
It's got Jay Baruchel, I believe.
Sure, yeah.
It's got...
Who is a second time on The Deuce.
Yes. And the other was on Goon.
Goon, yeah.
Goon last week.
T.J. Miller was in that movie, too, as well. He's in this movie, so maybe they were friends through that.
Oh, he was in that.
Yeah.
T.J. Miller.
I'm on top of it, Jeremy. You're the one, like, hitting
Kristen
buttons
Wiig
over
was
there.
Was in it.
Kristen Wiig is?
Yep.
Yeah.
Christopher Mintz-Plasse.
Known as?
McLovin.
Right. Just say McLovin. Like, when you're like,
he's
Christopher
a human
blah,
being.
Blah, blah, blah. No, just say McLovin.
He's a human being.
No, he's not. McLovin is not a human being.
Oh, fine.
He was in that short-lived show with Joel McHale, where it was like they ran a magazine and he was in it.
That just got canceled this last year, didn't it?
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill, yeah.
America Ferrera.
Yeah. Just say Ugly Betty.
She's America Ferrera.
No, I know. I love her.
Craig Ferguson.
Yeah, Craig Ferguson, isn't it?
Gerard Butler. Cate Blanchett.
Cate Blanchett. So it's a big cast.
Jimon Hounsou?
Yes. Star-studded cast. Amistad.
Kit Harington.
Jon Snow.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's a big cast. People are you've seen the first one. I've not seen the first one.
Yes. I love the first
Most of these people are reprising their roles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really.
No changes,
only like,
right?
There's only like three people new to the cast.
Okay. So everyone's back.
Mm.
Everyone loved to do the first time. They asked the director to do a second one, and he said, I will as long as I can make it a trilogy. Mm-hmm. Which I can see it being a trilogy anyway.
Yeah.
After watching this movie.
So. And it's funny because in the description it says the second part of the trilogy, even though the third part is not out.
It's not out yet. So
very ambitious. So technically the third part was supposed to come out it was supposed to come out last year, I believe it was.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. And the problem was DreamWorks was acquired by NBC Universal. And so
they
had to do their merger, which just meant anything that was past a certain point in production got to still get released. Anything that was not beyond a certain point basically had to halt until everything was done. So they're going to release it, but it's not going to be until, like, they had to stop for about a year and a half. So it should release either later this year or most likely 2019,
mm-hmm.
but it will be the first new DreamWorks picture after the merger is complete.
Gotcha.
But that's why we get a few other DreamWorks ones that have come out during that process.
Okay, that makes sense, I guess. DreamWorks and mergers and everything.
Yeah.
But that's not what we're here for.
Isn't it?
No, we're here to drop the deuce on How to Train Your Dragon 2. But before we do that, don't you think we should just have some messages?
I think we should. Okay. Actually, while we do this, do you mind if I run and use the bathroom real quick?
Oh, you mean how to, what, drain your dragon?
Yes.
Okay, well, after these messages, we'll be right back.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Hello and welcome to the Introduction to a Topic a Month podcast that is being so openly advertised through this wholesome podcast, The Deuce, that you'll be listening to in just a moment. Before we begin, let's give a quick run through what our podcast is so you can hate it before you even listen. ATAM, a hashtag that won't catch on in Twitter, is more for the slow-witted sesquicentennial shitstain that shares solemnity with the sexy servants supposing the soliloquy of callous cataclysms that make any sense with the speech seemingly swiffering its way through the FCC. Unfortunately for us, our unanimous undulating underwear that's worn under there euphorically usurps our uncommon attributes for unequivocal speech impediments. And if you'd like to join us in defending speech and saying bad things highlighted with bad comedy, you can find us everywhere you download podcasts. iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and TuneIn, you'll find us at A Topic a Month, and on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at the same. Thanks, and have a great listen to the Deuce Podcast.
And we're back. We're back. We took a little bit more time because Jeremy had to go to the restroom.
Yes.
Yeah. How to Drain Your Dragon.
Correct.
Two. And, but that's not what we're here for.
Two.
And two. And you didn't do a number two. Come on.
I just drained
the dragon. But that's not what we're here for. We're here to drop the deuce, not in the bathroom, but on how to drain it. See, I can't say it right. How to Train Your Dragon 2.
2, yes.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. We're dropping the deuce.
Yep.
Okay, so we open up, and this is very, for those of you who know the first film, it's very similar. We open up with Hiccup talking about his village. Right?
Yeah.
He's talking about his village. He lives in the village of Burke. And it's much like the first movie, but now they've integrated dragons into their culture. And Hiccup says, you all right?
Yeah, sorry.
He says they have dragon stables and like dragon care stations, like feeding troughs and everything.
Now, the pictures in the dragon stables were actually drawn by the people, like the kids of the parents working on
really?
The movie. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's cool. And they have like fire prevention things they built in, which I'm sure were invented by Hiccup.
Yeah,
because,
I think so.
Because he's a part of it is he's a different type of, you all right?
Mm-hmm.
He's a different type of Viking. He's like an inventor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he's not like your normal Viking.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's part of, I think, what made it so appealing in the first one. He was kind of that outcast who wanted to use his mind rather than, and he used his heart rather than his fists.
Wait, who were we talking about?
Hiccup. Such a punk. So we've seen an extended game of the dragon races where they're throwing a sheep around and basically almost like playing a, they have to get the sheep and get it into a net. But there's a couple teams, so.
Right, kind of like what's the game in Harry Potter?
Quidditch.
No, the other one.
Quidditch.
No. What's the one with the broomsticks?
Quidditch.
I'm gonna guess like chess. Is it chess?
Yeah, it's chess.
Yeah, I heard
it's
it both ways. Chess, keep going. It's wizard chess. Go ahead.
Yep. So we see two teams, or we see all these players flying around. We have Astrid. Who's played by America Ferreira.
Mm-hmm.
Snotlout, who's played by Jonah
Hill.
Okay,
this is the first time I've watched this movie. Okay, I've never watched the first one. What was the guy's name?
Snotlout.
What? Why are they making these names like this?
Because it's supposed to be Viking
name. It's not a Viking name. It's not a Viking name.
It's a traditional Viking name. It's not Lout.
Oh, I'm sorry. So if you were a Viking, that would be you'd be part of that family?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then Fish Legs.
I can get around that. That's fine.
Played by Christopher Mintz-Plasse.
Who?
McLovin.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Just call him McLovin.
And then there are the twins.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McLovin.
There's wow, you really took that one back. How many ad campaigns ago was that?
What do you mean? That's the ad now.
Is it? I didn't think it was still. I haven't think it was for years.
Are we going to talk about the movie or like debate the ad history of McDonald's?
Check it out. I'll have to check it out. And then there's the twins. Tough Nut, played by T.J. Miller.
Tough Nut?
Yeah, and Rough Nut.
Tough Nut and they're twins?
Yes. T.J. Miller and Kristen Wiig.
What did you sign me up for, Jeremy? What is
Tough
this movie?
Tough Nut and Rough Nut. They're traditional twin names.
Tough Nut and Rough Nut.
Yeah, Tough Nut and Rough Nut.
So if next friend of mine who decides to have twins, what should I name them? I don't know. Bill and Bob? No, Tough Nut and Rough Nut.
Well, no, you wouldn't do that because Rough Nut's a girl's name.
Well,
Tough Nut is the boy's name. Rough Nut's a girl's name.
I'm just upset by these names.
Why?
These just don't seem like Vikings names to me.
Well, so... Well, they are. They belong to Vikings who ride dragons in the village of Burke. And Hiccup is nowhere to be found. But the chief, the chieftain of the village, Stoic, who is his father.
Yeah, played by
Gerard Butler. Yep.
Yeah. And you might know him from...
The thing with Jennifer Aniston, where he's taking her
I
to jail.
I was thinking the thing with Katherine Heigl, but what about that one?
Same movies?
No, it's the one with the dresses. What's that one?
27.
No, that's with Jennifer Aniston, isn't it?
God,
I don't know. Is that the one where...
He was in Dracula 2000.
There you go. Keep going.
He's concerned why Hiccup isn't there, but mostly he's focused on the game still.
Can I tell you, this is my favorite Gerard Butler role.
Actually, it is mine.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, okay, I can get behind you emoting.
I can get
like
behind
your voice,
you. Yeah, voice acting.
But not your...
Face?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not your like in-person acting.
Yeah, like your face acting.
Yeah.
Are you sure it wasn't that Jennifer Aniston? I swear it was.
He was in a movie with Jennifer Aniston.
What about the Katherine Heigl movie?
Well, he was with Katherine Heigl in something with dresses.
Screw you, Katherine Heigl. Keep going.
His right-hand man, Gobber, played by Craig Ferguson.
Gobber.
Is standing by to move things along.
Do you think they just
the
took the name Dobber from Coach and just Dobber. Made him like Gobber?
Yeah, that's probably what they were thinking.
That makes sense.
Maybe that's why his next character is named Goach. his next character, Larry Van Dyke.
his girlfriend, Christine.
So we see Hiccup now outside the game. We see him doing some aerial acrobatics with Toothless, his Night Fury dragon, the only one of its kind that they're aware of.
Now, I remember seeing GIFs or GIFs or whatever, or like pictures of How to Train Your Dragon.
Yeah,
and I remember seeing Toothless didn't know the name of the dragon until now, watching this movie. This dragon reminds me of a cat in a way. It looks like a cat. It kind of acts like a cat as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And they actually...
I don't know if they did that on purpose.
Yeah. They actually play it up a little bit, too.
Okay.
Like that. So, but yeah, it looks like a black cat to me. It's weird. It's almost like a cross between a black cat and a dog in some respects, and then a salamander, where it has those, like, head frill things.
Yeah.
They're doing this aerial acrobatics, and he tries out. He has, like, a glider suit that he's developed so that he can fly alongside.
Did he not have this in the first movie?
No.
Okay.
He can fly alongside a Toothless. seems to work until he nearly crashes into some rocks. But Toothless has to blast them to save him and get him out of the way.
Yeah, Toothless is doing a lot of the work. I love Toothless.
Yeah, Toothless is great. Now, in case you didn't know, you know how they show, like, he has that little fan on his tail?
Yeah.
So part of that is because he is missing part of his tail, so he can't fly.
Was he missing? Is that when he got shot by Hiccup in the first movie?
Yeah.
Okay. See, I didn't know that.
He mentions later. Yeah. But he's missing part of it. And so Hiccup helps develop, like, a. He invents something to help him fly by keeping the fin.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's like a prosthetic for his tail.
Oh, nice.
So, he nearly crashes. He's saved by Toothless. And then, basically, it seems like Hiccup has been focusing on inventing, like, new gadgets and trying them out.
Sure.
And blending, basically, like the dragon kind of almost anatomy or, like, their physiology with, like, human technology. So he's been trying the glide suit and trying a couple other things out.
This seems kind of way liberal, Jeremy. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if I like this.
Why is it way liberal?
I don't know. Like, they're inventing things, and what are they taking, using, like, science? Stem cells or something? What are they doing?
Not stem cells. What?
Okay, that's fine. I'm liberal, so it doesn't matter.
So he's also been exploring. So he's looking for new dragons and other lands and maybe even another Night Fury.
Right.
And so we see this. He's made this map.
Yeah, he's like their version of MapQuest. He's like, yep, Google Maps, man.
Yep.
Do you want to know anywhere to go anywhere in this crazy world? I don't know where this place is called.
Burke?
No, just in general. Like
Earth?
They're on Earth?
I think so.
Okay. I just didn't know if it was Earth or if it was more science fiction-y.
No, it's in Viking times. That's why.
Oh, so it is
dragon.
In Viking times. Okay.
Yeah, it's supposed to be Viking times.
Someone was not paying attention to the movie. I don't know what that was. Okay, go ahead.
Does this count as steampunk?
Kind of. That's why I'm kind of like, you know, what era is it, in a way?
Yeah, it's supposed to be Viking times, but they have all sorts of technology that they wouldn't normally have because they have dragons to help develop it and to power it.
Don't forget Gobber on his cell phone.
Gobber on his cell phone?
I'm just joking.
So Astrid meets up with Hiccup, where they talk about why he took off and didn't show up to the game. Turns out Stoic has been trying to name him the next chief. So, like, when he passes, Stoic will be the new chief.
Well, I'm confused. Are they Chiefs or Vikings? Well, I thought the Super Bowl was over. Okay.
So the Tampa Bay Buccaneers show up. Just kidding. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have never shown up to a game. So Stoic wants Hiccup to be the next chief of their village. Astrid is excited at the prospect, but Hiccup is really leery. He doesn't think he should be the chief. He doesn't think he can live up to his dad's legacy, so he doesn't really want to do it. He wants to stay out, and he wants to still ride with Toothless, and he wants to explore, and he wants to do all these things that he doesn't think he'll get to do otherwise. So while they're talking, Hiccup notices some smoke on the horizon. So he says, you know, we need to go check it out.
Right.
And so they fly out.
So and then he notices that it's smoke, the smoke on the water and fire in the sky.
Yes.
Yeah. So like it's a, like very deep purple colors.
Yes, that's correct.
Mm-hmm.
So they go and check it out. And it looks like all these lands have been burned. And there's a bunch of ships or, like, wood that's, like, frozen in ice. When they go in for a closer look, there's a net that gets launched out, and Astrid and her dragon both get hit. Her dragon's name is Sky something.
Now who wasn't paying attention?
Stormfly.
Stormfly, that's Stormfly. Right, it was, yeah.
I like her
dragon too.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think it's
it fits their personalities. All their dragons fit their personalities very well.
And that's one of the things I like about them. They each have their own characteristics.
Yeah.
and they each fit these characters really well, and just like how they were absorbed into the mm-hmm. culture. But yeah, so he's basically Astrid gets hit with these nets, her and Stormfly, and they go down. He flies in on Toothless, Hiccup does, and they save Astrid.
Yeah.
Stormfly lands on this like kind of dock, and he starts firing off these like spikes at them, trying to get them to go away. And when he does that, basically there's a guy jumps out and he's like, "Hey, watch out for this, watch out for that." And he's giving them commands. It's a dragon hunter or dragon trapper named Eret.
Yeah.
Who's played by Kit Harington.
Wait, I thought he was dead.
All did.
Okay.
Now, when Toothless circles around...
I'm not a Game of Thrones fan. Wasn't that the big review?
Yeah, I think that was...
Jon Snow was really alive?
Yeah.
Spoilers.
So when Toothless...
Are things on your car? Go ahead.
Yep. So when Toothless circles around... I love how we give a spoiler on Psycho 2, but we're like... Jon Snow's alive, bitches.
Bitches. Are you not? Have you not binged it yet?
Yeah.
Screw you.
Do your duty and watch it.
Oops.
Oh,
I trained your dragon to you, just ruined it all.
So when Toothless circles around, Eret recognizes that he's a Night Fury just by the sound. Astrid and Hiccup get into defensive position, kind of dive off onto the platform to get in front of... get in front of her dragon, yeah. And they get in defensive
defense,
position.
The Vikings' defense has been kind of raw, especially that last game. It was
yeah,
pretty
rocky. It could have been better.
Yeah, they could have been, you know, whatever. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, but, you know, them too, but go ahead.
But and then one of them got taken down by an eagle. So, Hiccup pulls up, again, like another piece of technology, pulls out this, like, flaming sword.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Because the flaming kind of lightsaber-y sword.
Yeah. But he's just using technology from the dragons.
Yeah, that's true.
To basically power it up, which is interesting.
Did he have that in the first movie?
No.
This is pretty cool.
Yeah, it was brand new. So now Eret says that Drago Bloodfist... doesn't have right. a Night Fury in his dragon army. Someone blew up their fortress with an ice-breathing dragon. And he
now
says,
we're getting the big bad yeah. of the movie. So Draco Malfoy, right?
Nope. Nope. Wrong one. That's Drago Bloodfist.
That's what I said. What did I say?
It's Draco Malfoy.
I've heard it both ways. Keep going.
So Drago from Rocky, Ivan Drago. Decides he's going to...
They're all bad.
So they said, we know that you have this ice-breathing dragon. Now you've come back to finish a job. We're going to take you down. Well, he also drops that there are more dragon riders around somewhere. To which that kind of takes Hiccup by surprise because he thought he was the only one. So Eret attempts to take Toothless.
Yeah, look up at the sky. Dragon riders in the sky.
Dragon riders in the sky. All hell breaks loose, basically. Toothless blasts some of the ice, which comes down and almost crushes the guys and allows them all to escape. When Hiccup gets home, he's trying to tell his dad about what happened and that there are other dragon riders. Stoke is just trying to teach him about serving the people because he needs to prep him to be the new chief one day. And he says, look, you have to serve the people. So he's making, whereas they were making weapons in the past, now they're making saddles and making new gadgets that will help everyday life and help them with their dragons.
So it wasn't just training the dragon. It was training them to be a more peaceful society.
Yes. They cohabited. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Hiccup finally tells his father, we ran into these guys. They were trappers. They were trying to get dragons for this guy named Drago. And his dad's face just kind of washes out. And he was like, wait, say that again?
I don't know if his face washed out. I mean, there's a lot of facial hair on this character. I mean, it reminds me of like Monterey really Jack.
The eyes are very expressive.
It's like a Monterey Jack, like facial hair going on.
He does have some Monterey Jack facial
hair. And he's got like a man bun.
Jeez, is what he said.
Like a man bun Viking. That would be a great band name.
Man bun Viking.
Yeah.
He did have like, it was like in ponytail.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Like a braided ponytail.
Yeah. I'm just saying that that's a lot of like work. To keep that.
Well, they'd have had to animate all those. I mean, they were.
No,
they were
I'm just
very
talking
well.
About like if you're that the conditioning your hair.
I doubt he conditioned his
I'm
beard.
Just saying.
So
beard oil, you know.
So we see how much of a big deal, obviously, the name Drago is. He just looks. He just looks almost like horrified.
Right. It's that wizard kid.
No.
I'm still confused.
No, the boxer. Anyway, the so he orders all the dragons to be stabled and to lock everything up to protect them.
Right.
And Hiccup's trying to figure out what's going on, and he decides that he's not going to wait around. If something bad is going down, he's going to get out there and try to stop it. Stoic warns him that Drago Bloodfist is a madman. But, of course, Hiccup doesn't want
to
hear it.
Right, listen to him, Hiccup. His last name is Bloodfist.
Yeah, right?
This should be your first clue.
Yeah.
Don't go to him.
Yeah, right?
His last name is Bloodfist. They can't tell you anymore.
Yeah.
Hiccup, come on.
So he and Astrid,
I don't know why I got so excited about that.
It's okay. So he and Drago decide, oh god, now you got me. So he and Astrid decide that they're gonna go escape with their dragons and confront Drago. So they take off. The two approach Eret's boat and turn themselves in. Basically, they say, "Up here we are. You know, if you want to take these dragons, they don't like confined spaces, so you might want to keep them up here." And, of course, they're just being playful at this point. Hiccup and Astrid go below deck, and he even gives them his sword and shows that it has, like, has the gaseous breath from, like, one of the... dragons in one end of it, and then you can light it to explode.
Again, pretty cool.
Yeah. And so he says he's turning himself in because he wants to go talk to Drago so that he can change his mind. He's like, I've done it with my whole village. You know, I can change his mind. And Eret kind of just laughs it off.
Yeah, right? Who are you, Obama?
So dragons swoop in and rescue Hiccup. They just grab him and start flying away. Turns out Snotlout, Fishlegs, Toughnut, Roughnut, Stoic, and Gobber.
These are all stripper names, correct?
Ew. This stripper named Snotlout?
Yeah.
Please welcome to the stage, Snotlout.
Hey, guys.
She made a buck 50 that night.
Achoo.
Oh boy, you're not gonna fish legs.
I can't walk.
It's ladies' fishing night. Say hello to Tough Nut and Rough Nut. So they all flew their dragons in basically to rescue Astrid and Hiccup.
Phrasing.
What?
I'm just joking. Keep going.
So Hiccup makes it back to the boat. He uses his glide suit to get back. Eret tries to catch the dragons. And, of course,
Is his father there, too? Or is it? Is his father at that point, too?
Eret?
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Well, he shows up shortly after this.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. That's what I thought.
But Roughnut falls for... Because she's been... The Fishlegs and Snotlout have been fighting over Roughnut the whole time.
His name.
I know, right?
I can't take you serious when you tell me Fishnet Stockings was getting beat up by Snotnose Brain.
But it's so very close.
I got all that correct.
You got none of that correct. Not even the plot underlying the names. You didn't even get that right. You just made up something else.
Not even the plot. You didn't even get any of it correct.
Yeah, 100% wrong.
I've heard it both ways.
You've heard it none of those ways. But Roughnut starts to fall for Eret now. And, yeah, she's just smitten with him because He's got big rippling muscles.
I've never seen so many close-ups of like cartoon biceps.
I know.
In a movie.
They keep focusing in on them.
I mean, it's really
Can I say too, like everybody else, like Jonah Hill sounds like Jonah Hill.
Yeah.
T.J. Miller sounds like T.J. Miller, and Christopher Mintz-Plasse sounds like himself.
Gerard Butler sounds drunk. I mean, what? So he sounds the same.
Yeah, everybody sounds like themselves, with the exception of Kristen Wiig.
Yeah, I noticed that. I was like, you do not sound like anything.
No. In the first movie, it took me, I couldn't figure out who she was, and I thought she was nobody.
You do not have to put on a character.
I looked in IMDb and I went, holy shit.
But no one's looking at your face. You don't have to put on a character. It's voice.
Well, I think she's trying to kind of sound like T.J. Miller.
Oh, maybe.
Like, that's kind of her T.J. Miller impression.
So she was trying to sound rapey. Okay, that's great.
She's trying to sound like a blob of mucus.
Yeah, right.
Stoic lands now, kind of just backhands Arret out of the way and goes to talk to his son. And he recounts that, like, just how bad Drago is. Years ago, he showed up to a meeting of Viking chieftains, and he said that there was a man, a soft-spoken man, who came in and said that he could unite them all. And that he could do that by controlling the dragons. When they kind of turned him away and said, hey, look, that's ridiculous, he actually set dragons loose on them. The dragons burned the entire hall to the ground, and Stoic was the only one who was able to survive and got away. Everyone else was dead. So Hiccup takes off. So while he and Toothless, he's just said, hey, look, I got to try something. So he takes off. While he and Toothless are flying, and he's above the clouds, just kind of getting away from it all, you see this person in a mask just kind of pop above the clouds and then descend again. And he's weirded out by that. He doesn't know what's going on.
Right.
So he's kind of confused. But then the person busts through the clouds again on a dragon.
Right.
That looks like it has like four wings. I mean, it's pretty crazy. Looking dragon.
Yeah, and the person looks like, I don't know, Statue of Liberty?
Kind of. To me, it almost looked like a Legend of Zelda character, for anybody familiar with those games. No? Not you?
Yeah, keep going.
It comes up, and it kind of is flying around them, and Toothless is kind of on guard.
Oh, yeah, it did look like a Legend of Zelda character.
But then another dragon comes in, grabs Hiccup, and flies away.
Yeah.
And Toothless, of course, can't fly without Hiccup, unless they arrange it because of the way the tail works. So Toothless just falls to the ground.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. He, okay. When he's on there and he puts his foot in the thing, he's actually holding the flap.
Okay. That makes sense.
And he can do also, it, but he's got a...
Did you notice Hiccup was left-handed?
I didn't.
Yeah.
Interesting. I didn't even pay attention. Toothless falls, busts through the ice, and it almost looks like he gets grabbed by some sort of water dragon. Like, you see some, like a hump pop above the wave a little bit, or above the water line. So now Hiccup is flown to an ice palace. Like, it looks like there's this giant...
Yeah, it looks like the Fortress of Solitude.
Kind
of,
yeah. It's just like all this big spiky ice all over it.
Yeah.
It looks really cool.
Yes.
Because it's ice, but...
And the big spicy ice is gonna fall on us all. And only Tony B will get that joke.
That one's for you, Tony B. Anyway, so Hiccup has flown to this ice palace where he realizes this person must be the dragon thief. So, because the same ice as before. So he gets in there into this like kind of cavern with the person standing kind of by the wall, and you see all these dragons around snarling at him.
Yeah.
So he does this cool like fire dance with his sword, and you see he almost kind of like hypnotizes some of them with it.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, and he is able to lull them with that. Others behind him are still snarling, so he does more kind of dances. He sprays the gas and ignites it and then, like, bows to them, and then they all kind of like, oh, okay, he's one of us. They realize that he's okay.
He's not there to harm them.
Right. He's doing kind of their pomp and circumstance piece. But
he graduated from Dragon School.
That's true. So the thief now makes their way towards Hiccup when Toothless busts in and protects him. Toothless gets between him and the thief. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
The thief moves in toward Toothless, and of course Toothless is snarling, but the thief gets close enough to kind of touch his snout and scratch like under his chin and just knock him out. He falls over. So then the thief is starting to do the same to touch Hiccup's face. And so when the thief gets close enough, it sees a scar and realizes it pulls back.
Oh, that's what they saw. I thought it was acne. I really did.
Did you?
Yeah, I was like, why are you, oh, acne.
There was a scar.
Makes sense now. That makes sense.
That the baby got from...
from the dragon.
Yeah.
When he was younger.
Yeah. So that's how the thief recognized it. And all of a sudden you hear a voice for the first time. The thief says, Hiccup? He's like, well, how do you know who I am? The thief takes the mask off, and underneath is a woman. And she reveals that she's Hiccup's mother.
Right, named Valka?
Valka.
Okay, Valka?
Valka.
I've heard it both ways.
Played by Cate Blanchett.
Mm-hmm.
So now, Hiccup is stunned. You know, she's been gone for 20 years, so he never really knew his mother. He was a baby when she was gone.
Way to go.
And
leaving your kid for 20 years?
Well, she was kind of trapped with the dragons. I think she felt more of a kinship with them and felt that, like...
It's Stockholm Syndrome, Jeremy. It's Stockholm Syndrome.
It kind of is. Like, she even earlier, like when he's doing the fire sword dance and their heads tip... Her head tips with it, and yeah. So now, Stoic and Gobber are trying to track down Hiccup.
Right.
And they find his...
Mad. Like, the one thing I was mad about this movie with Gobber is that Jeff, the skeleton, wasn't with him.
Oh, that's true. Hey, Gobber.
Hey, that was, Gobber.
It was the voice of his dragon. You got it, Gobber.
You got it, Gobber.
Gobber, we're going to go this way.
And then Secretariat comes around. I miss that show.
So they find Hiccup's helmet. He's like gliding helmet in the water. And so Stoic doesn't know if that means that he's dead or what, but he's determined. He's going to track down wherever he went. By the way, I think his helmet is really cool looking, too. It's like little
leather.
Isn't
that something his dad gave him in the first movie? His helmet or something like that?
Well, he gave him a different helmet. This is one he made for his gliding. It's more like it fits him better. They start to track him down. And he has his dragon do the tracking, because he can sniff all that out. Valka takes Hiccup in the meantime to see inside the ice, there's this, like, beautiful green dragon refuge.
Yeah, it's like a safe haven for dragons.
Yeah, it's this green area, and the dragons are all flying around. There's baby dragons everywhere.
Color scheme of this is very different. Like, it's very bright and very eco, kind of.
Yeah, it's very beautiful. Yeah.
So beautiful.
Now... In the, she says, this refuge is the home of the Bewilderbeast, king of all the dragons. So the Bewilderbeast is like the biggest dragons. It's like the alpha.
Yeah.
Every nest of dragons has a queen, but this one is the king of them. It controls all the rest.
This is the king of the queens.
Yes. It controls all the rest. And so.
Played by Kevin James.
Yes. So.
No, Kevin James is not in this movie.
No. Arr, I'm Kevin James.
I'm the Alpha.
The villain is Leah Remini. So Hiccup says
halfway through the movie they fire Cate Blanchett and put in Leah Remini.
Terrible. So now the Bewilderbeast basically is just kind of chilling in there, and is very peaceful. Kind of comes up to him and just kind of breathes a little bit of like frost at him, so he has some in his hair. But it's just a sign that it likes him. So
he likes you.
Now Hiccup tells his mom that Burke has really changed. You know, they all have dragons now. They have this and this. And she goes, that's sweet, but that's not true. Like, I don't believe that a bit.
Fake news.
Well, she thinks they couldn't change. She thinks he's just trying to get her to go back.
Right.
She says it's not true. And he's like, no, it really is. You know, it was, how can you not believe me? I'm telling you, like, look at what I've done. And she said it was 20 years ago that she first realized that dragons were intelligent creatures. They were under attack, and there was a dragon who landed, and somebody went to go kill it. And she'd been trying for a while to tell them, we can't keep fighting back. It's just going to keep escalating things. And when she saw a dragon fly into her house, so she runs up, and the baby Hiccup was there, and the dragon was actually just...
That was my baby Hiccup.
Was it? It was adorable. The dragon was just kind of looking at him in his crib, just playing with him, and that's when she realized they were actually these, like, beautiful, intelligent creatures. Well...
And who hasn't had a dragon fly through their house before?
We have.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Dragonfly, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, it's like, I like the story here, and we're building more of a mythology, and I love it.
Yes. Well, when everything starts burning down, though, the thing panics and flies off and
right.
grabs her and takes her with them. And Stoic just always assumed that she was dead.
But it makes these characters very deeper than what they are.
Yeah.
In a very good way.
Yes.
That not necessarily you get in a lot of these animation movies, but I'll talk about that later.
Yeah. Now, she basically studied and learned the ways of the dragons ever since that fateful night.
So she's like a Jedi.
Maybe?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Dragon Jedi.
Yeah, there you go. Now, Astrid and the crew are kind of waiting around for... Stoic and Gobber to come back with Hiccup, but they don't show up. So they decide they're going to go kidnap Eret and make him take them to Drago, because they assume that's where they are.
Right.
So now there's a montage of, like, Valka says, hey, it's feeding time. Let's go. And so they go out and... all the dragons are flying around, and they're on their dragons. And they're like, well, what are we doing? She's like, wait for it. And the bewildered beast just shoots out of the water and just shoots fish from its mouth up into the air.
Uh-huh.
And all the dragons start catching it, and they catch some too. But it's just, you know, you can see how they all work together in this kind of harmonious
sure.
world. He shows Valka his glide suit, and she's just impressed with it. Like, he's flying around, he biffs again, he ends up hitting some, like, almost like hits the ice, but Toothless grabs him and saves him at the last moment. But she's so impressed, and she says she's really sorry that she missed out on his life, because
Hiccup, you're a little reckless sometimes.
Yeah.
By jumping off that.
Yeah.
You're going to be a chief someday.
Yeah. But you know what? Like,
maybe knock it off a little bit.
He's being a Viking in his own way.
Yeah.
He's being impulsive, but about science.
There you go. There you go, Jeremy.
So she says she's sorry that she missed out on his life, because obviously she took after him. Or he took after her. Sorry. And she says there's so much about dragons that they all have secrets. You just have to be willing to learn them. She's like, okay. Come here. And so she finds the spot on Toothless's neck, and she pushes on it, and it kind of makes this, like, cracking sound.
Yeah.
And all of these, like, fins pop up on his back that now he can, like, open and close, but they help him to be aerodynamic. And He didn't even Toothless didn't know he had those.
Yeah, right.
Because he's basically the same age as
Hiccup.
Hiccup, yeah, and they have grown up together now. So he didn't know any of that. Hiccup says, "Great, you know, we can go stop Drago together." And of course she declines and says, "Nope, it's not the way we're gonna do things." And she just kind of brushes it off. Now Astrid and crew arrive at Drago's camp.
Yes.
And so they spy on preparations of a dragon army being put together.
Yeah.
There's something big in the water too, which Fishlegs guesses is a class 5 or 6 Leviathan, according to his like little cards that he keeps.
According to his, I don't know, what is the magic cards?
Yeah, basically. Yeah. So just then, Drago's men are actually there, kind of moving in on them. They tranquilize all the dragons, except for Stormfly, who manages to escape.
Yeah. Stormfly.
Yeah.
The thing I like about Stormfly is with I was just dragging. So you could drink some water.
Yep. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thought you were actually going to say something and then...
No, I thought maybe I'd do a dragon joke while you're drinking water.
My favorite thing about Stormfly is that it was a throwaway name from a My Little Pony.
Is it really?
No, I don't know. It sounds like it should
Stormfly
be,
Stormfly sounds like something that like they use on like Project Runway. Like, use the accessories on the Stormfly wall.
Use them sparingly.
Use them sparingly on the Stormfly.com wall.
Thoughtfully. Use them thoughtfully.
Yeah, thoughtfully.
Sorry, Tim. So Stormfly escapes. In the camp, Drago, Jimon Hansu, I think, close enough, doesn't...
Wait, earn... to butcher his name. You can't pronounce his name, can you?
I used to think it was Digimon.
Say the guy from
Digimon
Amistad.
Digimon Hansu?
The guy from Amistad.
The guy from Push.
Is he in Push? By Sapphire?
No, the one with Chris Evans.
Oh, no, okay, I got confused.
And Dakota Fanning.
Yeah.
I like that movie. Anyway, so the dragons... Drago
like,
doesn't earn
he's not
the
in precious
trust.
Like huh? So he's not in Precious.
No.
Okay.
He's not that I remember.
That's Push.
Push by Sapphire.
Yeah, Precious.
Based on the novel
Push by Sapphire.
Push by Sapphire. Okay. No, this is...
Is he in the video for Push by, what's that one group?
Salt and Pepper?
No. I wanna push you around inside wheel. Matchbox 20?
No.
No? Okay.
Of Wayward Pines. How about that?
He was in Wayward... Oh, he was in Wayward Pines the second season,
yeah. Yeah.
He was good in that.
He was. He was very good in that. So... Drago doesn't earn Dragon's Trust like Hiccup does. He basically screams at them and starts swinging his like axe around.
Now I read that. True, I read that the director heard him. Like he would warm up his voice before, and he would do this scream, and so the director liked it so much he wanted him to have that as his calling for the dragon.
It sounds crazy.
It sounds great.
It sounds great, but it sounds crazy.
Yeah,
and. Drago starts swinging the spear around and screaming, and the dragon, Snotlout's dragon, is like, and starts kind of cowering, and eventually he puts his head down, and Drago just puts his foot on his snout. Compared to, like, when Hiccup does it, and he kind of eases into it, and finally, you know, lets him touch his nose and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Drago's like a bad version of Hiccup, essentially. He also has, like, the dragon tried to, like, breathe fire at him, but he has this fireproof cloak made of dragon skin that he wears. Again, same way that you see where Hiccup uses tech, like, kind of integrates the biology of dragons or, like, their physiology. Drago does the same thing, but for through more violent means.
Okay.
Astrid then says all of the writers of Burke are going to come for him. There's tons of writers, and they're gonna stop you.
I always thought the director wrote this movie. How many writers were in this movie? What do you say, writers?
Two.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It was between him and the woman who wrote the book.
I was getting confused. I thought you said writers.
No, writer.
Okay, gotcha. No, it's my bad.
So, she says all of the writers of Burke will come for him. And he says they're going to head for Burke and just take care of it right now.
Yeah.
So he says to destroy the dragon riders, or he's going to go destroy them. And he says, in the meantime, Eret, I'm going to kill you because you've messed this up again. And so he commands them to kill Eret. One of them throws like a axe spear looking thing at him. Stormfly swoops in and protects him and manages to swat it away before getting tranquilized and going out. Well, Eret doesn't understand that. Like, Eret's a dragon trapper. So he only looked at them as these horrible monsters. And this one saved him. And so he looks confused. Now, Hiccup and Toothless go after Drago. What?
It's these names.
But they run into Stoic and Gobber in the Ice Fortress. Hiccup tries to tell Stoic to calm down. He's still giggling. And that he needs to talk to him. Gobber goes around the corner and tells Stoic, you're going to have to deal with this one. Like, I'm not getting in the way of this. Gobber sees Valka. That's what he saw around there. So Stoic sees Valka.
These names are great.
And moves towards her just slowly. He looks stunned. And he's moving towards her. And I love this moment. I'm sorry.
Oh, I do too. I'm sorry I was laughing. It's just these names.
He's just like, he's staring at her and he looks stunned. And he's slowly moving at her and she's kind of talking and she says, look, I know you're going to be mad at me. I know this and this. You know, I couldn't go back there because of this and things couldn't change. And, you know, what are you doing? And so he's like coming in closer and she goes, stop being so stoic, Stoic. Just yell, scream, be angry. And he goes, you're just as beautiful as the day that I lost you. And I was like, oh.
That's how to be stoic.
Yeah, I was just like, damn. And then he kisses her. And like, that was the first time I saw that. I was a little like, it was just like a little teary, I will admit.
Yeah.
But this is where Gobber says, Gobber said, he goes,
this is why,
like,
I wasn't married.
All this yelling, he goes, you know, all the arguing, he goes, this is why I never got married. Well, and one other thing.
Right. Now, what? You want me to talk about that?
Yeah.
Well, some people assume that that means that Gobber is gay.
Yeah.
In this. And technically, Craig Ferguson did, ad-lib that line?
Yeah.
I want to say. And, and then he said, well, I guess he's out of the closet now.
Yeah.
So that was Craig Ferguson saying that.
I think they...
The director and the writer, who are the same person, I do believe, didn't write that as, like, he's gay.
Right, it was just something about the character that they discussed, and it was teased. I not like definitively, but I think it was like people kept wondering why Gobber was single in the other one, or like he must have said something. Like there was a lot of like, oh wait, is Gobber gay? And so in this one, Craig Ferguson just was like, boom, done. Like there you go. And so they don't like explicitly come out and say it, but that was the intention of it.
People took it like that.
Yeah,
but I just took it that at that era, you know, gay marriage wasn't allowed in the Viking world.
But dragons. Dragons are all right.
Yeah. You can ride a dragon all you want.
Yeah.
You got your license to ride that dragon? Look, if you can get a license to ride a dragon, two men or two women can get, two Viking men and women can get a license to marry.
Makes sense.
Just saying.
Makes sense. Now we cut back to Drago's boat.
Gay Viking pride.
They cut back to Drago's boat, and they're making the riders dive into the freezing water. They're making them basically walk the plank. Eret breaks them free.
Very Goonies-like.
Yeah, he breaks them free, and then they go to save the dragons. Yeah. And he has this moment where he's just like, he goes to Stormfly and is like, you know, thank you, and I'm going to make sure we get you out of here. And he kind of has his hand by its nose, and it puts its nose further to put it into his hand. So that he knows there he's bonded with them now. Hiccup tries to get Volka to go out and attack Drago. Stoic says, hey, look, you need to slow down. Like, she's not ready for this. And so Stoic starts to rekindle things with Volka. And again, a sweet moment where he's just kind of slowly singing this song to her.
Yeah.
From when they were younger. And then it turns into this, like, song and dance number piece where they're just singing something from their youth.
Yeah. I think they saved jazz. Did they say jabs? They saved jazz, didn't they?
I think they saved jazz. Song and dance. Yeah.
A little seltzer down your pants. Go ahead.
So Stoic asks her to return with him. And Volga agrees that she will go back to Burke now that everything has changed.
Mm-hmm. Drink.
Just then, all the dragons start flying out of the fortress. Drago is attacking the refuge now. Volga starts to run out, but Stoic reminds him that, hey, we're a team. You can't just go off and do this by yourself. We have to do it together. Drago is actually trying to draw the bewildered beast out. So that's why he wants the alpha to come out. These riders start taking down the army. So they show up. They start blasting their way through, and they're tearing things up. Hiccup and Toothless...
Like a frat boy on a Saturday night. They're tearing stuff... They're tearing... Never mind. Yeah.
So Hiccup and Toothless join the battle, too. Volka calls the Wildebeest out to just quickly wipe him off the face of the planet. So it's exactly what Drago wanted, and it's not a Leviathan... It's under the water. It's another bewilderbeast.
Leviathan.
It's another bewilderbeast. And it's kind of cool, the color
worst
concept.
Worst season of Supernatural ever.
So the good bewilderbeast is kind of like white with like bluish colors on its thing. And I mean, the other one is like a grayish black bewilderbeast with like red on it. And so these two giant alpha dragons.
I mean, like, if I was going to compare the bad alpha, like, it kind of looks like Mike Pence.
So, and these things are big, and they have these, like, ornate kind of, like, head spiky things, and then they have, like, tusks.
Mike Pence.
Yeah, perfect. Drago gets what he wants. And, the refuges, alphas start fighting. Eventually, the refuges alpha is killed, gets taken out.
That's pretty dark.
Yeah, it goes down, which is crazy. Now, all the dragons then start following the other alpha. So they all start following him. And the evil bewilderbeast tries to take down Volka, but Stoic rides out to help her and gets her out of the way. Now, Hiccup asks Drago to stop. He says, look, you know, look at all this carnage. This is stupid. Why are you doing this? Turns out that Drago lost his arm. Like, he has a prosthetic arm, just like how Hiccup has a prosthetic leg. And so he said, you know, I vowed to destroy dragons, and he says, oh, come on, bullshit. He's like, you're gathering a dragon army to go kill dragons? That seems stupid. He's like, you're doing this because you want to control people. It's not just about dragons for you. You want to rule everything. And Drago kind of laughs and says, yep, you got me.
He is like Mike Pence.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So he's like, yep, you got me. That's correct. And so Drago starts screaming again, and swinging the spear
around.
That
scream is just so crazy.
Yeah. And he calls the alpha over.
He said, what's up, alpha?
Yeah. What's up? Calls the alpha over, and he tells He again reiterates, whoever controls the alphas controls all the dragons. The Bewilderbeast commands Toothless. You see his eyes kind of do this like twitchy thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Toothless's eyes get real narrow.
Sure.
And he basically has told him to attack Hiccup. So you see Toothless walking at him, and Hiccup's just begging him to stop. He's like, you don't have to do this. You know, it's me, buddy. Don't do it. And you kind of see, like, his vision is blind, is blurred. Uh-huh. He can't see who it is. He's like, you know, you don't have to do this. You don't. And you see him getting ready to fire, and Hiccup is still pleading with him. But Stoic is running in there because he sees what's happening.
You're like, oh, no.
Stoic jumps in front of
the
blast, knocking Hiccup out of the way.
No.
But he ends up getting hit.
Jeremy.
Yeah. So now everybody kind of gathers around him to see if he's okay. But Stoic's dead.
Pretty dark.
It is pretty dark.
It's pretty dark for this movie. I read that at first they wanted Gobber to die, but Del Toro told the director it would have more impact if the father died.
True.
So they changed the script.
Yeah.
Per Del Toro's suggestion.
It,
and it had more impact.
Oh, yeah, it did. If Gobber died, it would have been kind of a...
No, that would be kind of, you know, there's no motivation, really.
Yeah.
I mean, there is, but there's not as deep.
Right. So now... Toothless kind of snaps out of it, and he doesn't understand. Like, he doesn't, he's gentle, he doesn't get what's happening, so he
also, Del Toro told him, hey, put in a fish monster, too, in the movie.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Played by Kate
Blanchett. Was like, nah. And so
played
he goes,
by Kate Blanchett.
I'll take that idea. I'll run with it.
So now, Toothless, he's snapped out of it, he's going over there, he's trying to do the thing where he's like, he's trying to nudge Stoic's hand with his head.
Yeah.
And understandably, Hiccup gets mad at him and starts telling him to get away from him. Which I find, like, that was the thing that pissed a lot of people off. Because they were like, that's his friend. How can he be mad at him?
Calm down.
It just shows that their relationship isn't real. And I'm like, what?
What?
He just killed his dad.
Get over yourself.
Like, I'm like, what are you talking about? That makes sense. Of course, Toothless looks hurt. The Alpha calls all the dragons to him, and they leave, including Toothless, who now Drago is riding him. So the riders who are left over, plus Hiccup and Valka and Gobber, give Stoic a Viking funeral. So they send him out, and they fire flaming arrows at his ship, and it sinks.
Yeah.
Hiccup kind of gives a speech. Again, there's a lot of good emotional speeches in this, too. Like,
yeah.
Emotional bits.
Yeah.
So he talks, he apologizes to his father because, he, you know, he's not strong enough to be the chief that he wanted him to be. And that's why he was running, and that's why he would always be gone.
Gobber has that good speech, too, with the funeral. Did you mention that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, everybody has a good part. Valka says he's got the heart of a Viking and the soul of a dragon.
Yes.
And he's the only one.
And the stump of someone who doesn't have both his legs.
Yes. Yeah. Of Oscar Pistorius.
ooh, no, but yeah.
How to Bane Your Dragon.
Ugh.
So he's the only one strong enough to save the humans and the dragons. Like, he's going that strong. He can save both. Just what he can do. So Hiccup says they need to save Burke. The only problem is they have no dragons to get back. They had a boat, but if I recall, they just sank it into the ocean.
Just sink it in the ocean? Gonna sink to the bottom with you.
So Hiccup has an idea. He remembers earlier his mom said the only thing that the Alpha couldn't control was the baby dragons because they don't listen to anybody. They just go wild, so they can't control them. So they go and find the baby dragons and fly them home. And, of course, they're all over the place because they're babies. Drago comes to Burke and basically takes all their dragons. They all leave their home.
No.
Yep. And he tells them their chief is dead. And then he starts freezing the village. The writers show up, and they have to distract the Alpha while Hiccup goes after Toothless, because he needs to get him back. So they start distracting him with the sheep, throwing it around into the air, and basically playing the dragon races.
Yeah.
He attempts to snap Toothless out. Hiccup does. He goes to Toothless. And Drago knows what's going on. He attempts to snap Toothless out of it while Drago threatens to kill him. Hiccup talks to Toothless and says, "Hey, buddy, look, I'm sorry. I know it wasn't your fault. You're being controlled. You didn't want to do this. You wouldn't hurt anybody. You wouldn't hurt me. You wouldn't hurt my dad."
Right?
And he starts getting through to him. Like, Toothless starts snapping out of it.
It's how to retrain your dragon.
There you go. So how to deprogram your dragon. Drago goes, "How are you doing that? Like, how are you breaking the Alpha's control?" So he manages to completely break it. Toothless tosses Drago off, which of course means he's falling too, because nobody's there to keep his little tail flap open. So they all start falling. Hiccup dives after him also. He manages to get on Toothless and they fly away. Drago lands on the Alpha. Bad move, because now he's with that thing.
Ugh.
So they realize they need to separate them.
Right?
Drago's on the ground. He's by the Alpha, though.
Oh, yeah.
So Hiccup stops Drago from getting his spear by throwing his flaming sword at him.
Yes!
And
I've often thrown my flaming sword at people.
Yes. Now, while Hiccup is trying to talk him down, the Alpha takes notice. It breathes ice at Hiccup, but Toothless swoops in to protect him. Unfortunately, they both get encased in ice.
No!
Yep. And so Volka is distraught. She's banging on the ice and screaming no and trying to, like, she's losing it because now she's lost her son, too.
Right.
Drago laughs, thinking he's won. Like, the other guy is dead.
I was in season two of Wayward Pines.
But then the ice starts glowing with this weird, like, bluish-purple light. And it just explodes, revealing Toothless's new fins are glowing.
What?
Now. Like, all down his back and his mouth. And you can see it, like, in his nostrils, too, even. Like, he's just got all this energy beaming out.
Level up.
Yeah, he leveled up. And so Toothless starts blasting the Alpha in the face. He's challenging
Phrasing.
Him. Oh, I'm sorry. He starts shooting him in the face.
Phrasing.
He starts dousing him with
Correct. Keep
energy.
Going.
So he starts hitting him in the face with his discharge. And
Perfect.
So he's blasting him.
Perfect.
And he's challenging to be the Alpha.
But yeah.
He's going to take over. He wants to. So the Alpha, I mean, he's huge, and he's trying to brute strength it. But, man, Toothless is filled with power, and he's just firing at him. Well, while he's doing that, all of the dragons fly over behind Toothless and join in with him. And they all open fire at the Bewilderbeast, too.
Yes.
And they're just firing at him. Hiccup tells Drago, "Look, this is what it means to earn respect rather than commanding obedience."
Right. Earn it.
So
dragon lives matter.
Okay. Eventually.
Saying. I'm just saying, they do.
Eventually, Toothless blasts the Alpha in the face with just like a giant blast, but it breaks one of his tusks off. And the Alpha backs down and leaves. The Bewilderbeast kind of skitters away into the water. Of course, Drago was on him, so I assume Drago's dead, but who knows. But he dives into the ocean with Drago on him, I guess. Turns out, then, Toothless is the new Alpha. So, on Burke, they rebuild. The dragons all bow down to Toothless, because, again, he's the Alpha.
Bow down to Toothless.
Hiccup is named the new chief.
Mm-hmm.
He gives Bone Crusher, who is his dad's dragon,
Yes,
to
Bone Crusher.
It.
Yeah.
And air it.
That's
says,
my favorite wrestling move.
The Bone Crusher?
Yeah.
Bone Saw is ready. Do you remember from Spider-Man? Anyway, Eret says that he would be honored to ride Bone Crusher, mm-hmm. and he joins the group. So in the end, Burke is better off. They have a new chief, they have a new alpha, and that will lead them into the future. The end.
You've been deuced.
You've been deuced.
How to Train Your Dragon 2. Starring, what's her face? How to Train Your Dragon 2, right?
Yeah. Starring yeah. who?
Oh, what's her name? Who like, snots all the time when she's in shows? She won the Emmy for that.
Oh, God, what is her name?
Yeah, what is her name? Yeah, well, whatever. That's what we thought of it.
Boy, I don't remember.
I was going to try to do that joke, but I couldn't think of her name. Who was in How to Get Away with Murder?
Viola Davis.
Viola Davis, yeah, Viola Davis. How to Get Away with Murder.
How to Train Your Dragon 2.
With Viola Davis as a lawyer, a dragon lawyer. Okay. that's what we thought of it. Let's hear what other people thought of it. This is from Elaine of Physics. Gave it a 3 out of 10. And says, I did not like it. The reason I put 3 stars at the first place is because it had nice graphics. Other than that, the movie was terrible. Spoiler alert, Hiccup Smothers left them and never came back because she was looking after dragons. Stupid. His father and mother find each other after so many years and they want to start over? Why? She abandoned them. Anyway, and then he dies? He dies because of Toothless, who was under mind control? Sad. The good Alpha Dragon just died. Toothless and Hiccup remain best friends even after Toothless killed Hiccup's dad? All this does not make any sense to the movie, with no plot, and it's terrible. Plus, the person who plays Hiccup's voice was deeply annoying. It's not a cartoon movie for kids. It's very dark, and the first one was dark, but this one is worse. I think it should be a PG-13 movie. The feeling after watching this film was sadness and disappointment. I like cartoons. I like the first one, too. But this is a big failure. Well, Elaine Physics, you're an idiot. This is a great movie.
Yeah. Yay.
This is a wonderful movie. I love this movie. Okay. This is Hans... S-E-F-D-E, and they say 9 out of 10. And they say even better than How to Train Your Dragon 1.
Yeah.
Rarely a sequel is better than the first one, but here it is. The graphics are stunning, and more importantly, the story deals with difficult questions. While the first movie was about trust and friendship, How to Train Your Dragon 2 is about dealing with the death of relatives, becoming mature, and being able to take responsibilities. It's a big step for a teenager becoming mature, and this movie deals with it brilliantly. Yes, it's an animated movie, but adults will like it as much as children. One to watch for the whole family, an epic movie. So, yeah. I agree with that.
I do too.
I give this an 8.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is it possible, could I read one?
Fine, Jeremy.
I had to.
Upstage me.
Okay, this is from Har Halulo 54. It's titled, I'm not sure how a movie aimed for children managed to annoy me so much. Begin insanity here. Maybe it was the love I had towards the first part, or maybe the disappointment the sequel brought me into after all the waiting and excitement. Pretty sure it was the ridiculously bad writing, though. Huh?
Again, like that other one.
After the first me lady fedora tipping scene.
What?
I don't know. I came to the belief that these jokes were written by different meme guy than the joke in the first one. This what? Meme guy was probably from 9gag. After the light sheep baby scene.
Wait.
I knew the...
Wait,
the,
what? What's a meme guy?
After the light sheep baby scene, I knew this guy was simply 2may may d4 5me. But I still watched the whole thing. It was not the jokes. It was the cliches and the tropes. It was the death you saw a mile away.
It wasn't the jokes. It was the cliches.
The tropes.
The tropes.
It was the death you saw a mile away. The great her, I am your mother, reveal you saw
Who
a mile
this?
Away.
Nipsey Russell?
And the other thing you saw a mile away. What other thing?
What?
Was it a Skywalker reference? I do not want to believe. Did I mention that Hiccup's mother is alive? Of course I did. Did I mention that she is a Jesus? How is she Jesus?
What?
I have never seen a Night Fury. 20 seconds later, tells that every dragon has a secret ability and upgrades Night Fury to Night Fury level 2. Funny? No. What about the Alpha Dragon being controlled by fear caused
by
bald...
How long is this review, by the way?
Just a second longer.
Ugh.
Controlled by fear caused by bald evil ergo villain. How is that possible? It's kids' movie, so it won't matter, clearly. Did I mention that the evil villain Ergo was evil? He was one step away from kicking puppies. Suddenly, Alpha is Alpha and controls all the dragons because spooky voice, brainwash, spooky voice, brainwash.
What?
Except the little ones because they just spooky won't voice. Listen to anyone. Anyone. Oh, but I have an idea. Let's use the little ones and they surely will surely listen to us. Anyone. Us. Anyone. Kids movie. Okay. Brainwash.
That's it.
Did I mention Hiccup's dad died? I did. So his mother will take care of him now. They have known for 15 minutes. This will surely fix everything. And oh, looky, it did. Did I mention that Hiccup got over his father's death in 5 minutes? Well, now you know. Oh, and the Alpha Dragons fought with horns because the other method would have required animation of some sort. Neat.
What?
And the soldier morality. I cannot do anything but complain on how wrong this movie is, so I will just stop here and live in the memory of the first one, which doesn't have a sequel.
Are you done?
Yes.
First of all, meth is a terrible drug.
Yes, that was 2 out of 10.
That's what?
Yeah, it was so...
How come I didn't find that one?
I don't know. It was below your other ones. I read it and was like, what?
I'm speechless.
I'm so sorry.
What was that? The meme guy? What does he mean by meme guy?
I have no clue.
What is a meme guy?
I don't know what the meme guy means.
Mean or meme?
Meme. M-E-M-E.
What is that mean?
I said meme.
I know, but what does that mean?
I have no clue.
Oh, let's just go to our question, shall we?
Yeah, let's.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
I'm sorry. I had to read that one. Okay. So what is your favorite part of this?
I really enjoyed Meme Guy. Meme Guy took the Meme Guy and said that the
jokes from 9gag.
Were very 9gag. The jokes were awesome. The kid dragons come with a brainwash Meme Guy.
Spooky voice.
Spooky voice. Spooky voice.
Spooky voice.
Okay. Animation is so amazing in this movie.
Mm.
Down to like the clouds are just crazy.
Yeah.
Water is crazy. Everything about this movie is visually wonderful. Having said that, that's not my favorite part about this movie. My favorite part of this movie is the mythology that it does bring in. And the story itself is more... I feel like this movie is more advanced than... it's a kid's movie, but it's more... I don't know. To me, I finally found a movie that is more like an epic kids movie.
Yeah,
that ranks up there with like Lord of the Rings and stuff like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah.
And I have to agree. Like my favorite part.
This is the meme guy. I love the meme guy.
Meme guy, 9gag. And also that his mother is a Jesus.
See, that was my favorite. Mother Jesus.
Not Jesus, just a Jesus.
Just a Jesus. Like, what? Which Jesus? I don't know. Just
a
Jesus. A
Jesus.
Just a Jesus.
So, this story between the first movie and the second movie is so, like you're saying, mythology heavy. And I love that. The first movie, and you haven't seen it yet, but I think you'll still like, starts developing that mythology, right? Introducing some of it. This
movie,
it's
got to create a universe, yeah. I mean,
you know, a lot of times you get where, like, the next movie, it kind of ignores that then and goes off onto a different tangent.
Well, it doesn't have to.
This one, it took, like, it says, okay, you were willing to accept the mythology in the first one and, like, the bit we built. Now we're going to build off that further.
Yeah, it feels like it.
Yeah, It's good. Like, I love, and I'm big on mythology also, I love what they do with the world, and that they're like, you know what, let's keep amping it up. And I love that they continue to go with
that. I'm gonna be honest with you. This movie was nominated for Best Animated Film in the Academy Awards. Big Hero 6 won. I love Big Hero 6.
Yeah.
This movie got robbed.
I agree.
This movie should have won Best Animated Film.
Well, yeah. But Disney,
of the year. You know. Yeah, but Disney pays that one. But
yeah, I love Big Hero 6. Do not get me wrong.
I love that movie, but this movie is way...
But this
like,
movie
blows
is,
it
this
out of the water.
Fantastic. Okay. Reboot, continue, or cancel?
Keep going.
Continue?
Yeah, continue.
Okay. We'll
continue.
Talk in 2019.
There's so much you can do with this.
Yeah.
There's so much you can build. You can build a show. I think they did. A show around
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Writers of Berk.
You can build a show around it. You can spin it off. You can do so much with it. It has such a vast universe. And these are important stories that both parents and kids can get around.
Now, in the... and I haven't watched it. I've just kind of read a little bit about it. But supposedly in the show, like, it starts off like any kind of show where, like, the first bunch of episodes really don't pick up their stride. And they're kind of almost like standalone episodes.
Sure.
But then... Like, they introduce a villain, I think voiced by Mark Hamill.
Okay.
But when it starts getting into the second season, he's almost kind of like an anti-hero or kind of like the reluctant hero. Like, he's now also fighting with them against, like, this shared enemy. And so, like, it gets... They said at the beginning it was kind of like, okay, it was individual things for the kids, but then it started getting, a through story. So, I don't know if that might be something I eventually check out, too, just to kind of complete the universe, but even if it was just the first and second one, I'd still be satisfied. And, well, I'd want a third one, too. Like, I really do want it to continue as well. Do you think, having said all these great things, do you think this movie stands on its own?
Oh, this movie is a great movie. It does not stand on its own. I was left with a lot of questions that I didn't have because I've never seen the first one.
Right.
Especially at the beginning, I was like, wait, what's going on a little bit? And then it picked up a lot for me towards the middle of it. But no, it does not stand on its own.
No, I agree. It definitely
does. And that's a good thing because I feel like in order to advance the story, you can continue to keep going. But I don't think it's so bad that you can't jump in on this one. I just think that it doesn't stand on its own.
I agree. It's interesting to me. Like, a lot of movies...
I think some listeners don't understand that question. Like, we're basing it on just this movie alone.
Yes.
Can you just watch this movie and know everything about this movie?
Right.
You know?
Yeah, and no, you cannot.
Yeah.
One of the things I think is interesting, too, just a little off topic, is sometimes these movies that where it's like the second one is so much better than the first, if you look at it, that second one does not stand on its own. So you can say it's so much better than the first.
Yeah, Star Wars, the second movie does not stand on its own.
You can say it's so much better than the first, but it's usually better than the first because it has to stand on the first shoulders to get there.
Right, right.
That's how it achieves
the heights
that it does.
That's a good thing that it does because it's building the mythology.
Right.
Through the first movie.
X-Men 2.
Yeah.
An example of that. Does it make you want to watch the first one?
Not only does it make me want to watch the first one, it makes me... Opening weekend when that movie comes out, I'll watch that with you.
Hell yeah!
In the movie theater, it's up and once that movie does come out on video, I would watch all three of them in a row.
Yeah,
because I think these movies need to be watched back to back in a fun way like that. I think it's epic. There's just such an epic movie, you know, like I keep saying, like in Lord of the Rings or even Star Wars. So yeah.
Okay, and finally, oh yes, by the way, it makes me want to watch the first one as well. I love these movies. I've been pitching this one for a while.
Right, and we both picked really good movies.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times when we're doing this podcast, I find it easier to kind of make fun of the bad movies.
Yeah.
And kind of harder to, like, run jokes on the good movies.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad we both got to pick really good movies, really different good movies.
Yes.
Both movies with mothers.
Yeah.
Which is shocking. About mothers. So, yeah.
And finally, two words.
Like family first, maybe, or family united, something on those lines.
Yeah,
it's very, and I don't mean like just their family comes united. I think the whole town as a family.
Yeah,
you know, the whole city becomes evidently became united first through being able to control dragons and be okay with them, but later on just come together and be. Especially like all of his friends,
yeah.
You know what I mean? And to fight and say, we will never give up, and this is who we are, and we may not be big, but we are mighty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
I said underrated mythology.
Yeah.
Because I think that you see these worlds, these grandiose worlds that were created, and they get these story arcs. Like, you get... I mean, you got, like, well, for lack of a better, whatever, Twilight movies. You have
Mockingbird J movies.
Yeah, those, the Mockingjay ones.
The Mockingjay movies.
What the hell was that called?
I don't know. Yeah, I know what you're talking
yeah,
about. Yeah. The Hunger Games.
Yeah.
The Hunter Games?
Hunger.
The Tab Hunter Games?
Yeah, the Tab
Hunter. Where they just go looking for Tab Hunter?
Yep.
Yep.
I mean, shit, Harry Potter
yeah.
has this big mythology, but people keep coming back. In fact, they were like, let's make more stories and, like, wedge them in there somewhere, like, as far as, like, the Fantastic Beasts.
It's. I think you're shocked that I like this movie because, like, I don't necessarily... This isn't a movie I gravitate towards. I don't gravitate towards animation that much.
Right.
I don't really do fantasy.
Yeah.
But this is a movie that I think... 10 years from now, 20 years from now, will still hold up.
Yeah.
To me, this is a classic.
Yeah.
And it's also a classic trilogy in the making.
Yeah, I agree. I, you know, and I'm also...
And I can't deny that fact, you know?
Yeah. Well, and there's certain, when I go back, like, I like animated stuff. I do. But it has to be the right kind. Like, I'm no Hoodwinked or Nut Job or crap, any of that stuff. But, like, I like things what? That...
Nut Job's my favorite.
Whatever. The Nut Job 2.
That's
our,
my favorite.
Our friend Chris said it was
way
terrible.
Better than the first
he
one.
He took his kids, and he was like, oh, God. He's like, please don't do this one. No, the, like, I love things that have... Because I think there's animated things that they put out that they really... It's not just a turn a buck. They put this, like, story behind it and the mythology into it. Like, this... another one I really enjoy is the Kung Fu Panda series.
Is that DreamWorks as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love those stories. And this is one of those that I do think holds up. I think it's good for all ages too. Like, as an, I can see myself enjoying this as a kid, but I definitely enjoy it as an adult from, like, the emotional aspects and from, like, you know, the more complex mythologies and being able to appreciate it in that way as well.
These movies need to be more on lists, I think, the How to Train Your Dragon, on best animation movies of all time. Disney always dominates these lists.
Yeah.
And that's terrible, because I think DreamWorks is doing some amazing work that doesn't get...
Disney does a lot of firsts.
Yeah.
That they get on there for.
But whatever, you know? I get it. But for some... But for me, this is a classic in the making. You will see this 10 years from now. You will see this 20 years from now, and people will go, "Yeah,
yeah, that
this
one.
Is the movie. Yep. That one." Excellent. That's just me, though.
Yeah, okay. I know. I feel the same way.
All right. So that concludes this episode.
Yes.
So I think we're gonna do a special Olympic episode, don't you think?
Yes.
So we'll do that one.
We'll do that before the Olympics wrap up.
But hey, Jeremy.
Yes.
Tell me. I don't mean to be dragging this along.
But you said, I love how you said the actual word dragging. Oh, damn.
All right, whatever. We're no. No, I'm just joking with you. Where can people find us?
Well, people can find us at thedeucepodcast.podbean.com, Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, Facebook. We have our page there, and we'll often post it. And we like to put fun things on there as well, so go check it out. We like to have discussions with folks. And then also at Twitter, you can find us at Deuce Podcast. Hiccup?
Yeah, he was in this movie. All right. I'm going to say the sequel is King. See you next time. Right?
Out. Yeah.
Right? Don't you think?
Yes.
I mean, I don't want to be dragging it out. Did I do it right this time?
On a scale of 1 to 10?
Yeah. All right. The sequel's King.